I'm just going to continue. Same verse. Verse 4. You have it? You got it? Oops.
Desha,
Desha,
Kalarta,
Kalarta,
Yuktani,
Yuktani,
Hit,
Hit,
Tapo Pashamani,
Tapo Pashamani,
Ja,
Ja,
Haranti,
Haranti,
Smaratash,
Smaratash,
Chittam,
Chittam,
Govinda Bihitani,
Govinda Bihitani,
Desha Kalarta Yuktani,
Desha Kalarta Yuktani,
Rit Tapo Pashamani Cha,
Rit Tapo Pashamani Cha,
Haranti Smaratas Chittam,
Haranti Smaratas Chittam,
Govinda Bihitani Me,
Govinda Bihitani Me,
Desha Kalarta Yuktani,
Desha Kalarta Yuktani,
Rita Po Pashamani Cha,
Rita Po Pashamani Cha,
Haranti Smaratas Chittam,
Haranti Smaratas Chittam,
Govinda Bihitani Me,
Govinda Bihitani Me,
Desha Kalarta Yuktani,
Desha Kalarta Yuktani,
Rita Po Pashamani Cha,
Rita Po Pashamani Cha,
Haranti Smaratas Chittam,
Haranti Smaratas Chittam,
Govinda Bihitani Me,
Govinda Bihitani Me,
Desha Kalakta Yoktani,
Desha Kalakta Yoktani,
Pekta Po Pasamani Cha,
Pekta Po Pasamani Cha,
Haranti Smaratas Chitam,
Haranti Smaratas Chitam,
Govinda Bihitani Ne,
Govinda Bihitani Ne, Desha Kalarta Yuktani, Rita Po Pashamani Cha, Haranti Smaratas Chittam,
Govinda
Bihitani Me, Desha Kalarta Yuktani,
Rita Po Pashamani Cha,
Rita Po Pashamani Cha,
Haranta Smaranta Chitta,
Haranti Smaranta Chitta,
Govinda Bihitani Me,
Govinda Bihitani Me,
Desha Kalarta Yuktani,
Desha Kalarta Yuktani,
Rita Po Pashamani Cha,
Rita Po Pashamani Cha,
Haranti
고빈다 비타니메.
因为其中充满了使人在任何时空、任何环境下都能去除内心煎熬的指示。
So we'll continue reading from where we left off yesterday.
所以呢，我们继续的，就是接着昨天学的，继续学下去。
Good paragraph.
想摆脱物质钳制的忠诚之人。 很容易受益于薄伽梵歌，为达到这一目的，至尊主教导尔朱那，就好像尔朱那需要，真需要得到帮助一样。薄伽梵歌中阐述了与五个重要因素有关的知识，这五个重要因素是至尊主、生物、自然、时间和空间，以及活动的过程。 在这五个重要因素中，至尊主和生物在质上一样。至于彼此之间的区别，则像整体与部分的区别一样。大自然是自然三种属性相互作用所展示的无生命的物质，而永恒的时间和无限的空间则被视为是超越物质自然的存在。 生物的活动是既可以使生物被束缚在物质自然中，也可以使生物 摆脱物质自然的各种不同的习性。上述所有这些主题不仅在《薄伽梵歌》中有简洁的谈论，在《圣典薄伽瓦坛》中也有详尽的阐述，以达到进一步启发人类智慧的目的。在上述五个重要的因素中，尽管至尊主、生物、自然和时空都是永恒的，但生物、自然和时间都受至尊主的控制与指挥。至尊主是绝对的，它完全独立，不受任何其他因素的控制。至尊主是至高无上的控制者，尽管生物开始从事物质活动的时间根本无法追溯，但仍可以通过把活动的性质转为灵性的来加以矫正，从而终止活动的物质性反应。至尊主和生物都是有意识的个体生命，都各自感知到这一点。然而生物受物质自然马哈塔特瓦的制约，误以为自己与至尊主毫不相干。整个伟达知识体系的目的就是要根除这种错误的认识，从而使生物不再产生与物质认同的错觉。生物靠知识和气觉清除这种错觉后，就恢复它与至尊主一样处在超然层面上的真正身份。至尊主和生物作为具有意识的生物，都是有责任感的活动者及享受者。感受享受的感觉对至尊主来说是真的，但对生物来说则只不过是一种如意算盘、一厢情愿的想法。意识的区别把至尊主和生物这两类个体区分开来，否则至尊主和生物就没有区别了。正因为如此，生物与至尊主永恒的既是一体，同时又有区别。这一原理就是薄伽梵歌全篇教导的依据。
We can stop there for now. I'll speak a little. You finished that part?
Yes.
Om Jnana Timurandasya Paranjana Sadakaya Chakshya Unnimitam Dina Tazmai Shri Gurudev Namaha Ukam Koroti Vachalam Bangum Mangayate Gani Yakripata Maham Vande Shri Gurudjina Tarana Nama Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vidanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shanyavari Pasta Chade Satarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Dvaita Gadadhar Har Shri Vasari Gauravani Bhakti Vrinda
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama
Yesterday we spoke about Krishna's instructions he left behind in the form of Bhagavad Gita.
昨天呢，我们就谈到 Krishna 以薄伽梵歌的形式给我们留下了他的教导。
And how those instructions are beneficial for all mankind for all time.
而且呢，我们谈到了这些个教导是如何的在所有的时空里面对全人类都是有好处的。
And Srila Prabhupada spoke about, and we also spoke about, the importance of remembering those instructions.
那么圣帕布帕德以及我们都在谈记住、铭记这些教导是多么的重要。
Because by remembrance, there is connection.
因为靠铭记就会有这样的一种连结感。
Here, now in continuing in this purport, Srila Prabhupada goes on to explain how the faithful person can take advantage of Krishna's instructions in Bhagavad Gita for achieving liberation.
那么在这个我们今天阅读的这个要旨里头，又在圣啪啪的继续的谈，就是人如果能够接受薄伽梵歌的这样的教导，是怎么样可以得到解脱的。
So of course, yesterday we spoke about and Srila Prabhupada in this paragraph that we just now read very clearly explains what does this mean, this concept of liberation.
那么昨天呢，我们就谈到了有关解脱究竟它的含义是什么。那今天在我们阅读的这个圣帕帕德的要旨里头，也是这么清楚的加以说明。
Because as we were saying yesterday, a devotee of the Lord is not even desiring liberation.
因为昨天我们就谈到了至尊主的奉献者甚至根本就不想要这种解脱。
If it comes, he accepts it because it comes.
如果解脱到来了的话呢，他接受是因为他自动到来了。
But he never accepts, as we explained yesterday, Sayujya Mukti.
但是呢，我们昨天就谈到了，他从来都不会想去接受那个 Sayujya Mukti.
Which is merging into the absolute truth and giving up one's individuality.
也就是说什么呢？一个人他最后融入绝对真理当中，失去自己的个体身份，奉献者永远都不想要这样的解脱。
And the Lord does not bestow such liberation upon a devotee.
那当然了，至尊主也从来不会把这种解脱赐予他的奉献者。
Because as we explained yesterday in the reciprocal relationship between the devotee and the Lord becomes very eager to fulfill His devotees' desires.
因为昨天我们就在谈了这个至尊主和奉献者之间的互相的交流，在这种过程当中，至尊主一直都非常渴望能够满足他的奉献者内心的愿望。
And because a devotee does not want this type of liberation, the Lord will not give it to him.
所以当就是我们奉献者心中根本就没有这种融入什么真理、绝对真理的这种解脱的愿望的话，因此至尊主也不会给予这样的解脱。
Even though it could be very easily available to him.
尽管对于至尊主来说，给予这样的解脱就不要太容易了。
But, therefore, when we speak aboutHow a devotee or one who is desiring liberation from the clutches of material existence, as Prabhupada is explaining here. What Prabhupada is saying is one who actually is very eager to establish his connection with the Lord.
所以呢，当我们就谈到，就是一个奉献者，他如果特别想要赶快的从物质的钳制当中摆脱出来的话，那么最好的就是像这个帕帕的在这个要旨里说的是的，实际上是赶快跟至尊主建立起关系。
There's one very famous verse that Srila Prabhupada many times used to quote.
那么在这个经典的教导里有一节特别著名的诗文，圣帕帕德经常就会引述这节诗文。
It was spoken by a great devotee whose name was Bilva Mangala Thakur.
那这个是由 Bilva Mangala Thakur 一位非常著名的奉献者所写的一首诗。
And Bilva Mangala Thakur is praying to the Lord.
Bilva Mangala Thakur 他向至尊主祈祷说，
saying that now that I've experienced remembrance of you, and I can remember you under all circumstances by your mercy.
他就说，我现在体验到了就是如何的铭记你，而且呢是在任何情况下都可以想起你，我体验到这种感觉。
I understand that Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha are all simply waiting at my doorstep with their hands folded, ready to serve me.
那我呢体验了这种以后，我就知道了实际上什么笃信宗教啊，发展经济啊，感官享乐啦等等，这些人物都已经站在我的门外，双手合十的在等着我了。
Dharma means religious activity.
那么 Dharma 的意思就是宗教活动。
For Artha, economic development.
那 Artha 的意思就是发展经济。
SoWhen one engages in religious activity in order to achieve economic growth or advancement or develop, then one can enjoy.
那人们之所以他去笃信宗教，主要是为了能够让自己变得更加富有，有钱，因为有了钱以后，他就可以进行感官享乐。
So this is Dharma, Artha, And then karma means enjoyment.
啊，所以呢 ，dharma、artha 还有 karma， 享受。
And then after karma is moksha.
那到了 karma 就是享受完了以后，就人又开始想要 moksha， 就是解脱。
Moksha means liberation.
Moksha 的意思就是解脱。
So this is called the path of purushartha.
所以呢，这个就被称为 purushartha 的这个之途。
These four types of activities ultimately lead for the desire for liberation, because after sense gratification, a person becomes frustrated with sense gratification, and then he wants nothing to do with it anymore.
走这条路的人，就是他不是最后得到感官享乐了吗？但是感官享乐了一段时间以后，他就会觉得特别的沮丧，觉得特别的无聊，最后就根本不想要这个了。因此那个时候他就会想到解脱了。
Because he sees that all sense gratification leads to suffering.
因为他终于明白了，看到了所有的感官享乐最后都是导致人痛苦的原因。
Of course, not everybody comes to that understanding so quickly.
当然了，并不是所有的人就是很快的就得到了这样一个结论。
Sometimes it may not even happen after many, many births.
甚至有的时候，一个人就是好几个生世以后，他还没有觉悟到这一点。
Could even be thousands of births.
所以有可能呢，要差不多就是成千上万次的这种投生。
Millions of births.
成千上万上亿的生世。
That's the nature of the material world.
其实这个就是物质世界的本质。
And therefore the living entity continuously goes through this cycle.
所以呢生物呢它就一直不断的在这样的循环当中。
Engages in some religious activity, economic development, sense gratification.Liberation, but liberation is not permanent.
他们就这不断的在进行这样的循环，就是去笃信宗教，从事宗教活动，为了能够赚钱，能够变得富有，然后就便于他感官享乐，到最后不行了就要解脱。但是这样的解脱实际上对他来说不是永恒的，是短暂的。
Because this type of liberation, this type of moksha that we spoke about, Suyuji Mukti, is not the eternal constitutional nature of the soul.
因为我们解释的这种 Suyuji Mukti 的这样的一种解脱，也就是融入至尊真理，失去自己的个性，这个实际上是违反了我们生物个体的那个本性的。
It's not the permanent resting place.
它不是就是永恒的就可以，这个生物就可以栖息在这里就。
Although one may merge into the impersonal aspect or impersonal effulgence, but in due course of time, one will fall from that position.
一个人透过这么多的努力，最后终于融入了泛光了，在那待一段时间以后，到最后他又开始往下降。
Why?
为什么？
Because we're eternal individuals.
因为我们每一个个体是永恒的个体存在。
And because we're eternal individuals, the eternal soul is not fully satisfied in that liberated state.
所以由于我们每一个个体都是永恒的个体存在的，因此当我们融入泛光以后，它不会一直很满足于待在那种什么都这样的一个状态当中。
Lord Brahma calls it Vimukta Maninas.
那个主 Brahma 就称这个
Vimukta Manina.
Vimukta Manina.
Mukta Vimukta means liberation.
那 Vimukta 的意思就是解脱。
And Maninas means in the mind.
Maninas 是在心脑海里。
One thinks one is liberated.
就是说这种状态是什么？是一个人他以为自己解脱了，他想着自己解脱了。
And in his prayer to God Krishna, he explains this point.
那在这个 what Krishna?
In his prayer to Lord Krishna, he explains this point.
Brahma, 他在向 Krishna 祈祷的时候，他就解释了这个。
He said one may engage in severe austerities and penances to achieve the highest position, mukti.
那么他祈祷就是说，一个人可以透过那么艰巨艰苦的苦行，就是为了能够达到解脱的那个最高的境界。
The mukti mind.He thinks himself liberated.
然后他就是 mukti maninas, 就是他自己以为他解脱了。
But he gradually falls down from that position.
然后但是呢，他逐渐逐渐又从那样的状态当中又掉下来了。
Because he has failed to take shelter at your lotus feet.
因为他没有能够托庇于您的莲花足。
So although liberation, this type of liberation, is, as we described, relief from material distress.
所以呢，就像我们解释过的，尽管这样的一种解脱是使人就是摆脱了一种物质性的沮丧啊这种状态。
There is still desire.
但是他的内在还是有愿望的。
Because desire is the symptom of life.
因为愿望是生命的一个表征。
And if we're eternal, we cannot eradicate desire.
所以如果我们是永恒的存在的话，我们不可能把我们的愿望给它去除了。
We can only temporarily suspend it.
我们只能够短暂的把它先处在一种沉睡的状态下。
And think ourselves liberated.
然后以为自己就解脱了。
And enjoy that liberation.
然后享受那样的一种自以为是的解脱状态。
But it's not the cessation of desire.
但是这不是他的愿望本身。
Cessation means finish, termination.
啊，但是呢，这不是，就是他的愿望就都没有了。
We, Prabhupada would many times quote the verse Krishna Bhakta Nishkama, Ataiva Shanta, Bhakti Mukti Siddhi Kami, Sakali Ashanta. The Krishna Bhakta, the devotee of Lord Krishna, is Nishkama.Which means he has no desires.
那么帕布帕德经常引述一节诗文，在这节诗文里就说了 ，Krishna 的奉献者他们没有任何愿望、欲望。
Krishna bhakti nishkama ateva shanta, therefore he can be peaceful.
啊，由于他没有这些物质的欲望，所以他内在是非常平静的。
Whereas those who want bhakti.Enjoyment, sense enjoyment.
但是呢，那些想要进行感官享乐的人
，those who want mukti, liberation.
那些个想要获得解脱的人
，kami, those who want bhakti, mukti, siddhi. Excuse me, those who want mystic yogic perfection.
然后那些个想要就是得到这个瑜伽神秘力量的人
，they are kami, which means.They still have desires.
他们这种人都是属于功利性活动者 ，karmi 就是 ，they are karmi.
Karmi, not karmi.
哦
，karmi means
哦他们这些人还是有这个物质欲望的。
Sakali ashanta, therefore they can never be fully peaceful.
因此，这种人他们的内心永远都不可能是平静的状态。
How can somebody be fully peaceful?With unfulfilled desires.
一个人就是说，他的内心如果他的欲望没有得到满足，他怎么能够最后变得完全的平静呢？不可能的。
It's incompatible.
这是不可能的事情。
You can't be peaceful with unfulfilled desires.
啊，也就是说，你内心如果有欲望，然后没有得到满足的话，你内心不可能是平静的。
Because unfulfilled desire means I want that.
那个没有满足的那个欲望，就是我想要那个，我想要那个。
And I don't have it.
啊，但是我又没有。
That's why it's very important here in this verse. Krishna is described as Govinda.
啊，正因为如此的，就是在这节诗里很重要的，就是把 Krishna 称为 Govinda.
Govinda means one who fulfills desire.
那 Govinda 的意思是那个能够满足人家欲望的愿望的人。
He gives pleasure to those who.Approach him in service.
他满足那些去找他为他做服务的人的内心的愿望。
So if one desires liberation, one cannot get liberation without Krishna's sanction.
所以呢，就是一个人如果想要得，哪怕是得到解脱的话，他如果没有得到 Krishna 的批准，也不可能得到解脱。
So Krishna lets him think they're liberated.
No.然后呢，就 Krishna 就让一些事情发生 ，liberate，deliberate。
Let's them think they're liberated.
Krishna 然后就让他们去想，他们已经解脱了。
Just as Krishna lets the living entity in the material world think he's the enjoyer.
啊，就像 Krishna 让我们这些个在物质范围当中的所有的生物以为我们是享受者。
You want to enjoy separate from me?
啊，你想要在没我的情况下享受吗
？Krishna says, okay, you can enjoy.
啊，然后 Krishna 说 ，OK， 请你们去享受吧，可以享受。
Well, when he lets us think we're enjoyers.
啊，然后就让我们去想，我们就是享受者。
Although we are enjoyers.
尽管我们确实是享受者。
But because we have the wrong conception of enjoyment, Krishna lets us think that my enjoyment comes from seeking my own enjoyment.
所以呢，那个我们尽管是真正的是享受者，但是我们是想要就是在没他的情况下去享受，因此亏是呢，就让我们去有一种错觉，认为就是说我现在的享受就是因为我寻求那种享乐，所以我才享受。
Krishna lets the living entity think that he's controllers.
而且亏是呢，让这些个生物就以为他就是个控制者。
How many times do we find ourselves thinking?I'm in control, and then all of a sudden, I'm not in control.
有多少时候我们都觉得我们是控制者了，我们在控制，结果突然一下就发现，其实我什么也控制不了。
Krishna says, "Prakute kriyamani nibhumai kamani savasha." The bewildered soul, under the influence of the illusory energy, he thinks himself to be the doer, although they're carrying.All activities are carried out by Krishna's material nature.
所以呢 ，Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里就说了，就是由于错觉的能量的影响，在这个世界里头的生物就认为自己是那个行为者、活动者，但实际上他不知道，所有的一切都是由物质能量去做的。
So Krishna lets us think that we're controllers.
所以 Krishna 也让我们去认为我们自己就是控制者。
And then we.Make all these plans, how we will control this and control that, and control this person, own this, enjoy that.
所以然后我们就制定各种各样的计划。我怎么能够控制这个人？我怎么能够就是控制那样的情况？我怎么能够得到那样的东西？这样呢，我就可以享受，我就控制了。
But Krishna always has the upper hand.
但是实际上 ，Krishna 总是有他的更高的一个计划。
He can pull the rug out at any moment.
他实际上可以在任何时候就把那个我们脚底下那板就
Standing very confidently, yes, I look what I did.
啊，然后我们呢就会站在那儿，我们特别自信的说：“你看，现在都是我做的，我成就了这些。”
Pulls the rug out and says, "No, you didn't."
但是可以突然一下把脚底下那块板抽掉，然后就让你知道什么你都没有，实际上你什么。
Look what I've achieved.
然后我们就会认为，你看，我就成就了什么。
But Krishna, in the form of time, takes everything away.
但是呢 ，Krishna 以时间的形式把我们所有的抓住的东西全部都拿走。
So Krishna lets the living entity think, now I'm liberated.
所以呢 ，Krishna 也让这个生物就错觉认为啊，我现在解脱了。
I don't have to suffer anymore.
我现在再也不用痛苦了。
But the still unfulfilled desire.
但是他的心中还是有很多没有实现的欲望、愿望。
Even in that state of Sayujya Mukhi, in due course of time, one falls back again.
所以，哪怕是到最后，我们努力努力，就终于达到了那种进入梵光的那种境界。到最后，随着时间，我们又逐渐掉下来。
Because one has failed to take shelter, that is Krishna's lotus feet.
为什么会这样？就是一个人，他最后没有能够脱避于 Krishna 的莲花组织。
He's failed to take shelter of his real eternal identity.
他没有能够认清自己的真正的永恒的那个状态和地位。
Our eternal identity is not that I'm not this body.
好，我们真正的这个永恒的身份状态，不是仅仅说我不是这个躯体。
That's not my eternal identity.
我不是这个躯体，不是我们的这个永恒的一个状态。
They are simply, therefore, simply to become freed from the bodily concept of life.It's not one's permanent identity.
所以，如果人仅仅就光是去除了躯体化的物质概念的话，他并没有真正的达到他真正的真我的那个状态。
This pleasure, there is pleasure in that experience.
当一个人就是摆脱了躯体化的那个概念的时候，实际上他确实有一种快乐的感觉。
As we said yesterday, the pleasure in This type of liberation is like a drop of water compared to the ocean of pleasure and devotional service.
嗯，就像我们昨天说的，他所得到的这一点点快乐，跟做奉爱服务的这个得到的那个像海洋般的快乐比起来的话，它只不过是一滴水而已。
Therefore, when Prabhupada is explaining here that anyone who's desiring liberation, he's actually speaking about for a devotee who's desiring his relationship with Krishna.
嗯，所以帕帕在这个要旨里就说了，任何一个人就是他想要追求解脱的话，尤其是他在跟就是奉献者说的话，实际上等于是那个人是在想要重新恢复自己跟 Krishna 的那个关系。
Although we also said yesterday, even one who desires liberation.If he approaches Krishna for it, then he could become purified.
嗯，所以呢，昨天我们也解释过了。其实，哪怕一个人他的愿望是我想得到解脱，但是如果他去找 Krishna 来满足他这个愿望的话，在整个的过程当中，他也能够得到净化。
Because it's not so easy to get freed from that desire for liberation.
因为实际上想要就是去除自己要得到解脱的那种。愿望实际上也不是那么容易的。
Because we think all the time, I don't want to suffer.
因为我们一直不断在想，说我再也不想要受苦了。
We're conditioned to think that way.
啊，我们已经就是被就是设定好了，反正就是总是那么去想。
I don't want to suffer. I don't want to suffer. I don't want to suffer. No, that's gonna lead me to suffering. I don't want that.
然后我们就一直在想说，我不想受苦，我不想受苦，我不想受苦，不能做那个，那个因就会导致我又要受苦了。我们是这么想的。
And as soon as we have something, we become immediately in anxiety. Oh, I might lose it. I don't want to suffer.
然后我们一旦就是获得了什么东西，然后我们就又开始担心了。哦哟，是不是又要失去了？失去了我又要痛苦了。哦，不想痛苦。
We're so conditioned to think that way.
我们就是。已经是受制约的条件反射式的那么去想了。
So to give up the desire for liberation is not so easy.
因此，如果想要去除心中的那种要解脱的这种愿望、欲望的话，实际上不是那么容易的事情。
To give up the desire for liberation, one needs help.
啊，一个人哪怕是要去除想要解脱的愿望，他都要需要得到帮助。
So even if one has a desire for liberation, Krishna says, "Well, at least worship me."
啊，所以说，哪怕我们有一些人是想要得到解脱了，那 Krishna 说，你想要这个，那来崇拜我吧。
Akama sava kama va moksha kama udaradi ti vena bhakti yogi na yajita purusha param. Whether one has filled with material desires.
啊，所以经典里就说了，不管一个人他内心是充满了物质欲望。
Whether one has no material desire,
或者他没有物质欲望
or whether one is desiring liberation,
或者他想要得到解脱
one who is broader intelligence, he'll worship Krishna.
一个真正有着智慧的啊，心胸开阔的人的话，他就会要去崇拜。
Why is that person described as a person with broader intelligence?
那为什么会说那样的人是心胸开阔的这有智慧的人呢？
Because he knows he can't get the fulfillment of any of his desires without Krishna's sanction.
因为他知道没有 Krishna 的批准，他什么都得不到。
Therefore, he worships Krishna and turns to Krishna.
因此，他就转向 Krishna 去崇拜 Krishna.
Krishna is a very tricky person.
Krishna 他当然是很不容易那个啊。Tricky 就是不是那么那个
好伺候的人，知道吗？好，
就他有的是很狡
猾
的人。
Tricky
He knows just how to deal with people like that.
他可太知道怎么对待每一个人了。
He knows just how to fulfill their desires in such a way that they won't come back and ask for it again.
Ask him.
Yeah, and he knows how to fill their desires in such a way that they won't come back again and ask him for it.
Okay, 他说，这个 Krishna 他特别知道怎么样的对待每个人，怎么样的去满足每个人的心愿，让那个人就是就此以后不要再来找他去要那个东西了。
Because Krishna is supremely pure.
因为 Krishna 他是至纯至粹的。
And because he's supremely pure, if we simply worship him and associate with him.By serving him, by chanting him, by serving his devotees, praying to him,
由于它是至纯至粹的，因此我们透过去接近它，去崇拜它，去为它做奉爱服务，去为它的奉献者做服务。
He will purify whatever desires are there within the heart.
他就会净化我们心中所有的愿望。
Prabhupada gives the example, just like the sun will purify the most impure place by its ultraviolet rays.
嗯，所以就像帕巴德经常就会举的例子，就是说把任何就是太阳的光芒万丈的太阳，它可以净化最不纯净的那些个地方里面的脏东西。
In the same way, Krishna will purify anyone who approaches him, even if he's filled with desires, or even if he's desiring liberation.
嗯，那所以呢，一个人去找 Krishna， 哪怕是他心中是充满了各种欲望，或者是他想要得到解脱 ，Krishna 都会净化他的这些愿望。
So therefore, Prabhupada is speaking in this way in this purport.
所以就帕帕都在这要旨里就这么在讲。
Since the faithful human being who is desirous of being liberated from the clutches of material existence can very easily take advantage of the Bhagavad Gita with this in view.、
Mm.
And with this in view, the Lord instructed Arjuna as if Arjuna were in need of it.
嗯，所以呢，圣帕帕就在要旨里就说了，想摆脱物质存在前置的忠诚之人，很容易受益于薄伽梵歌。为达到这一目的，至尊主教导尔朱呢，就好像尔朱呢真需要得到帮助一样。
Now why did you say as if Arjuna were in need of it？
啊，为什么在这里他说就好像尔朱呢真需要帮助
？Because actually Arjuna is an eternal associate with the Lord of the Lord。
啊，因为实际上尔朱呢是至尊主永恒的同伴呢。
Wherever there's Krishna, there's Arjuna。
啊，只要 Krishna 到哪去，尔朱呢都是跟着去的。
Wherever Krishna appears, in whatever universe he appears, Arjuna appears with him.
嗯，就是不管 Krishna 到哪里去，到哪个宇宙去，尔朱呢都是跟着他去的。
How can Arjuna fall to Maya so many times in every universe?
啊。所以呢，尔朱呢这样的一个永恒的同伴，怎么可能就是在那么多的宇宙里头，经常就是被玛雅所蒙蔽呢
？He's enlightened by Bhagavad Gita in this universe, and all of a sudden, the next universe, he's in Maya again.
他在这个宇宙里面，因为听了这个 Krishna 的薄伽梵歌的教导，他受到了启明，结果他跑到另外一个宇宙，他又被玛雅蒙蔽了，怎么可能
？What kind of enlightenment is that? If we become enlightened, and then we fall.Again and again, fall into Maya.
就是如果我们已经被启明了，然后我们又一次一次重新被玛雅所蒙蔽，那这样的启明是怎么回事
？So Prabhupada is saying he's instructing Arjuna as if he needed it.
嗯，所以帕帕才说呢，这个 Krishna 教导尔朱呢，就好像尔朱呢真的需要帮助一样。
Because Arjuna is an eternal associate of the Lord, and whatever the Lord descends.His devotees descend with him.
所以实际上呢，尔朱呢是至尊主 Krishna 的永恒的同伴。因此 ，Krishna 无论降临到什么地方，那么他的那些个永恒的奉献者也会跟他去降临了。
And Arjuna descends so Krishna can speak Bhagavad Gita to him.
啊，那尔朱呢跟着去了嘛，所以呢 ，Krishna 就可以跟他讲薄伽梵歌了。
So wherever he goes, Krishna leaves behind Bhagavad Gita.Gives a message to Arjuna.
所以呢，嗯 ，Krishna 无论到哪去，他最后是怎么把自己的最后教导留在那个地方呢？就是他跟 Arjuna 讲薄伽梵歌。
Arjuna only appeared to be in Maya.
所以 Arjuna 实际上只是好像被 Maya 蒙蔽了。
He was a perfect instrument for serving the Lord's pastimes.
嗯，他是。这个为实现至尊主的所有的娱乐活动而充当了那个完美的工具。
Therefore, he apparently became bewildered on the battlefield of Kurukshetra.
因此呢，就是在 Kurukshetra 战争开始之前，在这个战场上，他表现的好像被迷惑。
So that's why Prabhupada says, as if Arjuna were in need of those instructions.
正因为如此，这个啪啪的就说。尔朱呢，就好像真的需要得到帮助一样。
But actually, Arjuna appears for our benefit.
但是实际上，尔朱呢之所以来啊，他是为了我们的利益而来的。
And he asks all the perfect questions for our benefit.
啊，他就是为了我们的利益，他提出了很多完美的问题。
So then, Prabhupada goes on to explain The Bhagavad Gita has five important factors of knowledge.
那所以呢，后来接着啪啪的就解释了，《薄伽梵歌》当中阐述了五个重要的因素。
The Supreme Lord, the living being, nature, time and space, and the process of activity.
也就是这五个重要因素是什么呢？就是至尊主、生物、自然、时间和空间以及活动的过程。
And he says something very interesting here.
他说了，在这里说了很有趣的。
That out of these, the Lord and the living being are qualitatively one.
在这五项里面，至尊主、生物以及自然，这个是都一样的。在质上，至尊主和生物在质上是一样的，在五个因素里面。
Can anybody explain to me what that means?
You ask them to.您那个马哈拉就在要求我们说，有谁可以解释一下为什么在这？他说啪啪的说，至尊主和生物在质上是一样的，谁能解释一下？学了那么半天啊，在质上是一样。
What does it mean? We're qualitatively one. It means we're of God.
那在质上是一样的意思就是我是什么
？The quality is the same, but the quantity isn't.
Quantity. Yes. What's the difference?Quantity.
Quantity. Yeah. It's like a drop of water in the ocean.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes. So what is this called? Does anybody know what this is called? Lord Chaitanya came to teach this, specifically this principle.
就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来专门，因为我先翻译一下他刚才怎么说的。就是实际上我们不是在薄伽梵歌里学到了，我们在质上跟至尊主是一样的，但是在量上跟至尊主是不一样的，就像是一滴海水跟整个的海洋相比一样。那至尊主柴达娘麻帕布来专门就教导了这个一个原则，就是我们在跟至尊主是在质上一样，在那个量上是不一样
的。 Does anybody know what it's called? Like chakra?I'm sure you must
know. Did
they know in Chinese? They know it in Chinese? Yeah. Well, let me hear it.
既是一体又有区别，对不对？ Yes.
Inconceivable, simultaneous, one and different.
Yes.
Achincha Veda Veda Tattva, it's called.Achincha Veda Veda Tattva. That means inconceivable, simultaneous oneness and difference.
所以呢，就是不可思议的，在同时是既是一体又有区别，就这样。
One of the energies of the Lord that one must come to accept is that He is inconceivable.One of the qualities of the Lord that one has to come to accept is that He is inconceivable.
Yeah. 就是至尊主有着所有的美好品质，其中的一个美好的品质，我们必须大家都要接受的，就是它是不可思议的。
We try as much as we can to reduce Him to a formula.
我们呢，就是尽我们最大的努力，想要把至尊主把它。放到我们的思考的框里面去。
To capture him in our minds and to say, now I understand you completely.
然后我们把它放在我们的思考模式里，以后我们说，好，现在我终于完全明白你了。
And we think that only if I can understand you completely will I accept you.
然后我们的思维模式是什么呢？直到我能够完全的了解你了，我才能够接受你。
But we can never reduce him to that concept.
但是我们永远都不应该允许自己有这样一种思维模式。
Because Krishna is Swarat.
因为 Krishna 是 Swarat.
Swarat means he is supremely independent.
Swarat 的意思，他是至高无上的独立的个体。
Supremely independent means nobody.Is superior to him. Nobody is equal to him. He can do what
whatever he wants to do.
至高无上的独立的个体的意思就是说，没有人高于他，没有人跟他平等，他想做什么就做什么。
Just like Lord Brahma.
就像 Brahma.
Lord Brahma tried to play a trick on Krishna.
那主 Brahma 有一次就想要跟这个 Krishna 啊试一下。
It's called the Brahma Vimohana Lila.
所以呢，那个活动叫做 Brahma
Vimohana.
Vimohana Lila 就是一种 Brahmana 的那种啊。
Lord Brahma was thinking, I'm going to steal all the cowherd boys and calves.
那个 Brahma 那个时候就是在五千年前主 Krishna 降临的时候，他看到至尊主就想，我要把至尊主身边的所有的那些个乳牛还有牧牛童全把它偷走。
Krishna was in the forest with his cowherd boyfriends and the calves.
那个时候的至尊主正好就是在森林里头跟他的小伙伴们在一起牧牛啊，很多牛犊在那儿。
And they were enjoying lunch together.
他们就在一起呢，享受共享午餐。
Calves were grazing in the pastures.
那些个乳牛呢，就是在周围在那晃。
And then Krishna left for a moment, and all of a sudden he came back. All the cowherd boys.
Krishna 呢，就是只是离开了那么一瞬间，一回来，所有的他的牧牛童朋友以及这些乳牛牛犊全不见了。
So Lord Brahma was thinking, I'm going to play a trick on Krishna.
所以呢，当时 Brahma 他就想着，哼，我要试一试啊，这个 Krishna。
Then Krishna said, I'm going to play a trick on Brahma.
所以Krishna 就想了，好，你不是给我来这一套吗？我也要来跟你玩一玩。
Krishna immediately expanded into all the cowherd boys, each and every one of those cowherd boys and calves, and became exactly who they were.
然后 Krishna 马上就从自己身上展现出了所有的那些个牧牛童和那些个牛犊，而每一个牧牛童、每一个牛犊就是那个样子。
Lord Brahma stole them only for a second.
实际上 ，Brahma 当时只是把他们偷走了这么一瞬间。
But in the higher planetary system, 1 second is equal to 1 year on Earth.
那么在这个最高的那个星球里面，它的一瞬间是地球上的一年。
So although Lord Brahma only took them away for just a moment, it was 1 year. So Krishna said, "How can I go back with all the covered boys?"
所以对当时那个 Brahma 把他们给偷走了那个片刻的时间，那 Krishna 当时就想说了，我这现在有一年的时间都没有了，我现在一个人回去，我怎么回去啊？
All the cows are going to be missing their calves.
所有的那些个乳牛妈妈都会想他们的那个牛犊孩子了。
And all the cowherd men, the cowherd women, they're going to be missing their children.
所有的牧牛童还有牧牛女就会去想思念他们的孩子。
So, what Krishna immediately expanded himself to all the cowherd boys and calves, and then they went back.
所以 Krishna 当时就是一下子就发散出所有的牧牛童还有那些个牛犊，每一个就是原来的那个样子，然后把他们那一群人都带回去了，带回那个牧牛村去了。
And for a whole year, back and forth every day, go out to the pasturing grounds, coming back, and the parents are trying to figure out why is it we feel so much more love for us, our children now.
然后就这样整整一年的时间，每一天啊。他们回家，然后又去牧牛放牛，结果所有的那些个母亲、那些父母都在想说，这怎么回事？发生什么事情了？为什么我现在心中对于我孩子的爱比原来强烈多了
？The cows also were thinking the same.
那些个母牛也是这么想的，牛犊是怎么回事了？发生什么事了
？When the cows were on the hill grazing and they see their calves.They never did this before, but all of a sudden they would just run down the hill, their milk bags dripping, pouring out milk, and started licking their calves, a kind of deep affection.
那些个乳牛啊，他们看到他们的孩子在那一年当中，以前他们从来没有这么做过，但是现在就是控制不住的，就从山顶上就冲下山，然后一路上他们的奶囊里头奶是整个的就喷射出来，滋润了整个，浸润了整个的那个大地，就是这种状态。
Lord Balaram was looking at this, he's like, something going on here.
看到所有这些情景的时候，主巴拉让看到这些个情景的时候，就在想说，不对，有些事儿好像在发生。
He was suspecting something was happening.
他就在猜什么事情发生了。
But didn't say anything about it.
但是他什么也没说。
And this all went on for a whole year.
就整个这个事情就这样一年。
And not only that, but just before the cowherd boys and calves were stolen, Krishna had just killed the Agasura demon.
而且不仅如此，就在这个所有的乳牛和那个牛犊被偷的之前 ，Krishna 刚刚杀死了阿格苏拉魔。
And whenever Krishna killed the demon, as soon as they went back, all the cowherd boys would tell their parents, "You know what Krishna did today?"
每一次就是在 Vrindavan 的时候，这个当 Krishna 杀死一个恶魔，他是当着那些牧牛童杀死的。那些牧牛童每一次回到村里，就都会跟他们的父母就说：“你们知道今天我们做了什么了吗？”
But the boys didn't mention anything about it for a whole year.
可是这一年里头。那些个所有的牧牛童，谁回去也没有谈 Krishna 杀了阿伽苏拉摩这件事。
So after 1 second, Lord Brahma brought back all the cowherd boys and calves.
所以呢，那个 Brahma 他不是偷了那些所有的牧牛童和牛犊吗？片刻之后，他又把他们带回来了。
And then when he came back.Krishna manifested his forearm form in front of Lord Brahma, and all the different boys. He saw all the boys and calves were there, and then they all manifested his forearm form.
就在他把他那个所有的牛犊和那些个牧牛童带回来的时候 ，Krishna 这个时候就展示了他的四臂形象，也就是每一个牛犊、每一个牧牛童全部都是四臂的形象。
Lord Brahma was very good.
那当时主哇 ，Brahma 整个一个就被迷的，就是困惑到不行了。
He couldn't understand how is it I had all the boys and calves here, and I come back and all the boys and calves are still there.
他就是心说这是怎么回事儿？我是把所有的牛犊和牧牛童都偷走了，我现在把他们带回来，怎么那边又有一群同样的呢
？And then when he was looking at them, completely bewildered, and Krishna just manifested.
所以就在他在完全迷惑的那个状态的时候 ，Krishna 就。展示了所有的牧牛童和牛犊都是四臂的形象。
So Lord Brahma was thinking that he could trick Krishna.
所以呢 ，Brahma 他甚至想到他可以骗到 Krishna。
Krishna can never be tricked.
但是 Krishna 永远都不会被骗到。
He's inconceivable.
他是不可思议的。
You cannot reduce Krishna to a formula and say you have to do the behave this way.
所以我们每个人不能够按照自己的思维模式把 Krishna 给他。缩减成这个样子来符合我们的思维的框架。
You have to be this way.
你必须要这么样的去做事情，你必须要怎么样
？So one of Krishna's qualities is that he's inconceivable.
但是 Krishna 的一个品质就是他是不可思议的。
And a devotee will accept this quality that he's inconceivable.
而 Krishna 的奉献者他们会接受 Krishna 有这种不可思议的品质。
Of course, he's always trying to know more about Krishna.
当然了，奉献者总是在努力的想要多了解一些 Krishna.
Because the more he knows about Krishna, the more his love increases for Krishna.
因为他越了解 Krishna, 他对 Krishna 的爱就越增强。
But the more he knows, the more he realizes, I can never know Krishna.
那但是随着奉献者越来越了解 Krishna, 他就越来越明白说，其实我永远都不可能真正的明白他。
Let me just accept him and love him.
那就让我干脆就这么接受他，就这样爱他吧。
That's a devotee.
这是奉献者。
He never tries to force Krishna to do anything.
他永远都不会就是强迫 Krishna 做任何事。
Because he knows that Krishna is completely independent.
因为他知道 Krishna 是永恒的、独立自主的。
And because I have the same qualities as Krishna, I'm also independent.
那么当然了，由于我跟 Krishna 在智上是一样的，所以我也是。一个独立的个体。
But Krishna is supremely independent.
但是 Krishna 是至高无上的独立自主。
And I'm minutely independent.
而我是最微小的那个独立性。
Qualities are the same.
智商是一样的。
But I'm minutely independent.
但是量上我是微小的。
I have tiny independence.
我只有那么一点点的独立性。
What is my independence?
那我的独立性是什么呢？
I can accept Krishna or I can reject Krishna.
独立性就在于我可以选择我是接受 Krishna， 我还是拒绝 Krishna。
That's my independence.
这就是我的独立性。
I can either accept Krishna as he is.
啊，我可以就是 Krishna 是怎样，我就如实的去接受他。
Or if I reject Krishna, then I have to accept, because we always have desire. If you reject Krishna, then you have to accept another form.
啊，那如果我选择了最后就是拒绝 Krishna 的话，那因为所有的一切都 Krishna， 所以我们就得接受 Krishna 以另外的形式展现。
Which is his illusory energy.
那就是就得去接受这个错觉能量的控制。
And under the influence of his illusory energy.
在错觉能量的影响下。
I can think I'm independent.
我可以想象我是独立的。
I can think I can control.
我可以想象我是在控制。
I can think I can enjoy.
我想象我可以享受。
I can think I'm the proprietor.
我可以想象我是拥有者。
I can think that way.
我都可以想象。
Krishna lets everyone, as he says, as whatever you want.I'll provide you as you send to me. I'll reward you accordingly.
嗯，所以呢 ，Krishna 就是呢，反正所有的你们有的愿望我都会实现，因为 Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里也说了，我根据你如何皈依我的情况相应的回应。
So Krishna is supremely independent and we're minutely independent.
所以 Krishna 是至高无上的独立自主者，我们是只有微小的独立性。
Therefore, Prabhupada is making the point here that out of these, the Supreme Lord and the Living Being are qualitatively one. The difference between the two has been analyzed as the difference between the whole and the part and parcel.
啊，所以呢，帕帕特就在要旨里就说了，至尊主和生物在质上一样，至于彼此之间的区别，则像整体与部分的区别一样。
What does the whole mean?
那整体是什么意思
？Actually, something here is very nice. I want to read it. I think I could find it very quickly.
他说有一个东西特别的棒，他觉得他会很快找到它，他想要给大家。
Yes, I found it very quickly. Okay, I'm going to explain what does it mean, the whole.
啊，他说我要来解释那个整体是什么意思。
Many many years ago, somebody once wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada.
在很多年以前，就有一个人给帕帕的写信。
And he said, "Dear Swami Bhaktivedanta."
他说，亲爱的 Swami Bhaktivedanta.
I've read that your Krishna consciousness is a non-sectarian science of the soul.
啊，我了解到，就是说你的这个 Krishna。意识的这个运动并不是一个宗派性的一个东西，而是就是对于真我的一个认识。
How is it then that you follow some particular concept of God?
那怎么会呢？你在就是好像追随，就是好像把神有一个特定的概念。
Krishna.
Rather
than a more universal concept such as the One or the All Pervading Light.
啊，就是说 ，Krishna 他是宇宙。
No. You want to read it?
Why do you think you promote Krishna and not a more universal concept like the one?
你为什么不把 Krishna 就是宣传为他是整个宇宙的那个一体
？Yes. Okay. Or the all-pervading light.
啊，而且是这个无处不在的遍存万有的光呢？你为什么不这么宣传它
？I like your movement very much.
我特别喜欢你们这个运动。
But I do feel this to be a clear contradiction in your philosophy.
但是呢，我确实认为你们这个哲学里头是有冲突的。
In other words, he's challenging. He says, "Why, if you are non-sectarian, why are you limiting?" To Krishna, the concept of Krishna.
嗯，所以换句话说，就是他实际上是在挑战啊。他既然你是不是一个宗派， 但是为什么你却把 Krishna 的这个概念把它给好像把它局限化了？
Why not a more universal concept like the one?
为什么不说成就是所有的一切就是一？
Everyone can accept that.
啊，因为大家都可以接受了，就是所有的都是一。
And Prabhupada replies.
那帕帕的就解释说。
Thank you for your interest.
啊，他回答说：“谢谢你对我们这个感兴趣。”
And for your question also.
那包括你提的问题。
I assure you that Krishna is not a concept.
我跟你确保 ，Krishna 不是一个概念。
He's the supreme original person.
他是至尊最初的至高无上的人。
Everything that exists is his energy.
所有存在的一切都是他的能量。
And he is the soul.Energetic.
啊，他是所有的。What do you want to say? Just say
it.
Yes.
啊，他是所有一切的灵魂。
It exclusive.
源头。
He's the exclusive energetic.
是一切的，他是唯一的一切的源头。
啊，那我就是对了。我说他是所有一切的那个源头，唯一的源头。
Yes? I don't understand. He pervades his energy because he has complete and limitless control over it. I'll make it big for you. This way?He pervades his energy because he is complete and limitless. I didn't know this was going to be so difficult. I'm sorry.
Okay. 就是他呢，就是提供了他的，之所以能够提供他的这些能量，因为他是完整的，而且呢，他不受任何的限制控制。
All that exists, then, is of him. Nothing. I know you're going to have a hard time with it. Why don't you just read it? Huh? Okay. All that exists is coming from him, is possessed by him, is pervaded by him, and is maintained by him.
所有就是他拥有的一切，他提供的一切。所有这一切都是
存在的一切都是他的，
他无所不在。
存在的一切，他自己就是存在在存在的一切，在观世万物当中。他维系着一切。
OK， 他所提供的一切，他所拥有的一切，他所维系的一切啊，他存在其中。OK。
I wonder if we still have a concept by the time we're finished. But he is more than this.
但是他比这个还要多，还超出这一切。
He is thus held to be an individual. He's.
No, I really be disturbed. You can translate, continue.
Can you translate this one?
I didn't hear that.
He is thus held to be an individual. In other words, it's his nature. He's an individual.
Okay.
The whole is more than the sum of the parts.
那这个整体，它。比这个他的那个部分要多，
比把所有的部分
加起来还要多。
This omnipotence is called the Lord's simultaneously one and different nature.
所以这样的一个属性品质，就是之所以就是被至尊主就被称为同时既是一体又有区别。
I think I should just explain it. Although it's very powerful when Prabhupada says it.
尽管当帕帕的这么说是非常强有力的，但是我想我还是要解释。
Prabhupada was agreeing with him.
帕帕的呢是同意他。
Yes, he's one.
是的，他是一体的。
But he's more than one.
但是他比一体还要多。
Because everybody has this concept to think that because he is the one because if you put everything together, you have one.
No, 因为所有人的概念就是 okay, 它是一体。 那这一体是怎么来的呢? 都是由不同的个体加在一起，然后形成了这个一体。
All the energy is coming from him.
所有的能量都是从他那来的。
Everything belongs to him.
所有的一切都属于他。
Everything is his energy.
所有的一切都是他的能量。
So he's one.
所以他就是一嘛，加起来就一。
But he's more than one.
但是实际上，至尊主他比一还要多。
Because although he is everything,
因为他尽管他是一切，
he simultaneously exists separate from his everything that exists.
他同时就是释放出所有这一切，同时他又独立于他所发出来的这一切。
This is his inconceivable oneness and difference.
这个就是那个不可思议的一体，但是又有区别。
It's inconceivable.
这是不可思议的。
That everything is Krishna.
一切都是 Krishna.
Everything's coming from him.
一切都来自他。
So if you think everything's coming from him,
那
then Krishna must become less if everything's coming from him.
所以我们用我们的概念想的就是说，如果一切都是来自他，那每一个他释放出去的，是不是就使得他越来越减损了？应该是这样一个概念。
Do you have any experience of taking something, something and something from something, and still it's staying this, it not being unchangeable?
就是我们在这个物质世界里，我们有没有过这样的体验？我们从 一个事物当中不断的从这里拿东西，拿东西，拿到最后，这个事物还是原本的那个样子，没有任何减损。我们没有这种体验。
Krishna is never less.
啊，Krishna他从来都不会减损变少。
And he has an eternal Satchitananda form.
而且他有着永恒的这种极乐充满知识的形象。
Which is Advaita, non-dual.
啊，那个是一没有二元。
Achyuta, which means not subject to decay.
而 Achyuta 的意思就是永远都不会减损。
Anadi, it's the source of everything.
而 Anadi 的意思就是它是一切的源头。
He's Anantarupa.
它是 Anantarupa.
His form is eternal.
它的形象是永恒的。
Not only does he have no beginning.
不仅仅他没有开始存在的时间，
it has no end.
他也没有结束存在的时间。
And he's always an ever fresh youth.
他而且永远都是风华正茂的那个样子。
And everything that exists,
而所有存在的一切，
is coming from him.
都是从他这儿来的。
How is it that everything that exists is coming from him?
那怎么可能就所有的一切都从他这儿来？
So, although he is one,
尽管他是一，
he's also different.
他又不一样。
And why is that?
为什么会这样?
Because Krishna and his energies exist simultaneously.
因为Krishna和他的能量是同时存在的。
Just as Krishna is eternal, his energies are also eternal.
就像Krishna是永恒的，他的能量也是永恒的。
But his energies go through different changes.
但是他的能量却不断地经历不同的变化。
Krishna never changes.
Krishna 永远都不变。
But his energies go through changes.
但是他的能量一直在变。
Although they have no beginning.
因为他们，尽管他们也是没有开始。
There's no beginning for Krishna. Just as there's no beginning for Krishna, there's no beginning for his energies.
就像Krishna都没有，从来没有一个开始存在的时间。 他的能量也是没有开始存在，而是永恒存在。
Isn't that inconceivable?
这是不是一个不可思议啊？
Can you think of how you always existed?
你能想象你是永远都存在的？
Individually.
个体性的来说，永远都存在。
Can you think of that?
你能想象？
We always think of creation means in time.
我们总是想到创造的时候，都是在不同的时间出来。
For something to be created, that means to be, there needs to be time.
啊，所以我们一想说有什么是被创造出来的话，那就需要有时间了。
But time only exists in the material world.
但是时间它只是在物质世界里才存在。
Therefore, when Krishna creates in the material world, the first thing he creates is time.
啊，所以呢，当 Krishna 在创造物质世界的时候，首先他先创造了时间。
So he creates time, and then what does he do?
那他创造了时间以后，他怎么做呢？
He transforms his energies, which are eternal.
啊，他就开始把他的永恒存在的能量开始去转变。
They're originally eternal spiritual energies.
这些个能量都是永恒存在的灵性的能量。
Krishna doesn't change.
那 Krishna 不变。
His energy is changed.
他的能量在变。
And these energies are transformed into matter.
然后他的那个灵性的那个能量就转变成物质的能量。
And then there is called creation.
然后这个就称为了创造。
But if you think that's difficult to understand,
但是如果你认为这个是很困难理解的一件事，
try to conceive that never was there a time when there was a first creation.Try to conceive that there was never a time when there was a first creation.
就是就那你就不要去想想，不要去想。
It's been going on eternally.
你就试图想象。You say because I saw you as soon as I saw your face, I immediately, you know, I feel something already wrong. I didn't even say that. So please, you just say this, okay?
That there was, never was there a time when there was a first creation. Because the process of creation and annihilation has been going on eternally.
因为就是创造和毁灭是永恒的在循环发生的，因此你要试图去想象有那个。不要去想有第一次创造什么第二次创造，不要这样，因为它是不断循环的。
It's inconceivable.
它是不可思议的。
And Krishna is unlimited.
而 Krishna 是无限的，不受限制。
Because he's unlimited, that means he must have limited potencies.
那由于它是不受限制的话，因此它必然会有无限的能量力量。
If he didn't have limited potencies.He couldn't be unlimited.
如果他没有无限的力量的话，他不可能被说成是不受限制的无限。
But because he's unlimited, he has both unlimited potencies and limited potencies.
所以由于他是不受限制的，因此他既有无限的能量，也有一些个有限的能量。
And what are his limited potencies?
那他的那个有限的那个力量能量是什么呢？
We are his limited potencies.
我们是他的那个受到限制的那些能量。
He's unlimited.
他是无限的。
But we're limited.
我们是受到限制的。
He can do whatever he wants.
他想做，他就是他，他可以随心所欲的做事情，做他想做的事。
But we're limited.
但是我们是受限制的。
We can only accept Krishna.
我们只能够，要不就接受 Krishna。
Or reject,
或者是拒绝接受他。
Accept Krishna,
接受 Krishna,
or reject,
或者是拒绝接受。
If we reject Krishna,
如果我们拒绝接受 Krishna,
then we have to accept Krishna's limited energies, the material energy.
那我们就必须不得不接受 Krishna 的另外一种受制约的能量，也就是他的物质能量。
If we accept Krishna,
如果我们接受 Krishna.
We can enjoy those same unlimited energies that Krishna enjoys.
啊，我们就可以接受所有的say it again.
If we accept Krishna, we can enjoy those same unlimited energies that Krishna enjoys.
Okay, 如果我们接受 Krishna 了，我们就可以去享受 Krishna 的那些个让 Krishna 就是高兴的、喜悦的、享受的那些不受限制的能量。
So we're limited.
所以我们是受限制的。
But we can also become unlimited.
但是我们也可以变成不受限制的。
When Krishna gives, he bestows his unlimited potencies upon his devotees.
当 Krishna 要给的时候，他就会把他那个无限的那个能量就给他的那个奉献者。
And what is that unlimited potency?
那那个不受限制的那个力量是什么呢？
Bhakti.
就是奉爱之情。
Bhakti. That is the unlimited potency.
奉爱就是那个不受限制的力量。
There is no limit to Krishna's love.
啊，也就是说，对于对 Krishna 的爱是无限的。
There is no limit to the love one can have for Krishna.
就是一个人对 Krishna 的爱是不受限制的。
Krishna, we can always love Krishna more.
我们一直不断的可以越来越爱 Krishna.
We can always serve Krishna more.
我们可以一直越来越多的为 Krishna 做服务。
And Krishna reciprocates with such love.
而 Krishna 呢，就会对于我们向他展现的这个爱，他会相应的回应我们。
And this is an eternal experience.
这个是永恒的一种感受。
That never ends.
永远都不会有一天结束。
Spiritual life is not dry, empty, without variety.
啊，这个灵性生活永远都不是空的、单调的这种。
It's not just one.
枯燥的生活不是只有一
It's not void.
啊，不是就是无
It's filled with unlimited variety.
它实际上是灵性生活是充满了各种变化
And that unlimited variety is experienced by those who accept Krishna's unlimited promises.
那些个就是不受限制的多样化，什么人才能够真正的感受到它呢？就是那些承认、接受 Krishna 是不可思议的、不受限制的那些个奉献者才能够感受这些。
They never want to become one with Krishna.
啊，那奉献者永远都不会想跟至尊主合一。
How can I serve Krishna if I'm one with Krishna?
如果跟至尊主合一了，我怎么能够为 Krishna 做服务呢？怎么能够去？我怎么能够去爱他呢
？A devotee hears oneness, it's like hell.
所以当奉献者听到那种什么一元的那种讨论，他就觉得，我的天哪，就是我怎么就是好像让我到地狱
？Give me hell before giving me oneness.
啊，然后这奉献者甚至就觉得说，你跟我讲那个一元论，你不如先让我到地狱去算。
Because at least in hell, I can remember Krishna.
因为我哪怕是到地狱去，至少我还可以能想起 Krishna。
But if you give me oneness,
但是如果你给我说什么一
，It's worse than hell.
那就是比那个去地狱还糟糕了。
That's how a devotee thinks.
啊
，That's how a devotee thinks.
啊，这个就是奉献者在思考的。
And all Krishna says is just accept me.
啊，而 Krishna 他说什么？他唯一说的就是接受我吧。
It's only asking.
这个就是他唯一的要求。
Just accept me.
他就接受我吧。
Just think of me.
你就去想我。
Manmana bhavamad bhaktu madhyaji mamna maskuru. Think of me. Worship me.
想我就是崇拜我。
Offer your prayers to me.
啊，然后呢，就是向我祈祷。献上祈祷。
I'll take you with me.
啊，然后呢，我就会带着你。
Then we get experience of unlimited loving exchanges eternally.
啊，那然后我们就能够感受到永恒不枯竭的那种的爱的交流。
You ever see that painting of Krishna embracing Gopa Kumar?
大家有没有去看过那个？就是有一个那个画，就是 Krishna 拥抱他的牧牛童朋友。
Krishna is holding Gopa Kumar. He's holding him so tightly. He said, "I've been waiting."
Krishna 就是拥抱他的时候，拥抱是那么的紧。他跟他说：“我已经等待你那么久了。”
That's what he wants.
这个就是他要。
Not very difficult.
这个不是很困难的事儿。
But it's very difficult.
但是这又是非常困难。
Because we have to give up our misconceptions of being enjoyer, controller.
但是这之所以说又是困难的，就是我们必须要放弃我们是享受者，我们是控制者的这种概念。
And just instead, just accepting Krishna.
所以就是接受 Krishna.
So therefore, Prabhupada always very much always emphasizes this point that to understand Krishna means to know that he's one But he's also more than one.
所以 Krishna 圣帕巴的总是强调，就是我们要了解 Krishna 是一，但是他又大于一这个概念。
Don't reduce him just to that universal one.
不要就把他给这个局限在一个所谓的啊宇宙一体的那个概念里面。
So, that's what he's explaining here, but that when he's talking about his energies.
这个就是他在谈他的能量的时候这在这说的。
Although I think I don't have time to go on to the other things, right? It's 11:15.
It's already
11:30?
11:15. Oh, okay. You still have
15
minutes.
I do. Okay. Is there any questions?
大家有什么问题吗？就这一点。
We have time for any questions.
有没有谁想提问题？
就是刚刚提到说，创造物质世界都会把年轻能量转为物质能量，就是这部分。就是想请问说，关于生死轮回的火焰，这个能量是说在物质世界才是这样吗？那对我们来说是火焰的话，对 Krishna 来说这些能量是？
能不能把你的问题稍微再简单一点？
主要意思就是说，是有生死轮回的火焰，这个就是对我们个体灵魂来说，可能是一种火焰的感觉，就是一种不好能量。那对 Krishna 来说，这也是他的一部分能量。那他，就是这个对他来说是。
So for us individual soul, this reincarnation being described as a, you know, it's burning, it's fire. But all these things is Krishna's energy. So for Krishna, this reincarnation, this burning fire, for him, it's, what is this? For us, it's burning.
It's suffering.
Yeah, suffering for him.
For Krishna, Krishna is aloof to all of that.
Krishna 远离所有这一切。
But he appears as Lord Chaitanya.
但是呢，他呢以 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的形式出现。
Who is Krishna himself?
他 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就是 Krishna 本人。
He's Krishna, but he's manifested in this as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a devotee of Krishna.
就是虽然 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是 Krishna 本人，但是他这一次来的时候是以 Krishna 的奉献者的形象来的。
And therefore, as a devotee of Krishna.He is always anxious for the suffering of the fallen souls.
因此呢，对于 Krishna 的奉献者来说，他们面对所有这些受生死轮回之苦的众生，他们对他，他们为他们感到焦虑、焦急。
So that's why Krishna comes as Lord Chaitanya.
正因为如此 ，Krishna 以 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的形式降临。
Because although Krishna is aloof to everything that goes on in the material world.
尽管 Krishna 远离物质世界里面所有的一切发生。
He's not, can never stay completely aloof.
但是呢，他也不可能一直不断的都是处在一种就是漠不关心的状态。
He's always enjoying eternally in the spiritual world.
他呢，实际上本人是一直在灵性世界里在进行永恒的享乐。
But he comes in various forms.
但是呢，他会以一些个形式降临到这个世界。
And he also comes himself once in a day of Brahma.
而且他在 Brahma 的每一天里头，他自己本人又会降临一次。
Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, "Padatranaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskritam dharma samstapanataya sambhavami yoge yoge." Whenever there is predominant rise of irreligion and decline of religious practice.I come myself.
所以 Krishna 在《国家梵歌》里就说了，每当宗教盛行，反宗教每当宗教衰落，反宗教盛行的时候，我就会亲自降临。
In order to deliver the devotees.
目的是为了什么呢？是来拯救奉献者。
Because the devotees are always endeavoring to remember Krishna.
因为奉献者他们时时刻刻都在想着 Krishna.
So Krishna comes to deliver his devotees.
所以 Krishna 就来救他的奉献者。
And to annihilate the miscreants.
然后。Krishna 说消灭邪恶之徒。
But Prabhupada explains a very important point.
但是帕帕的解释了一个非常重要的一个点。
That Krishna doesn't have to come himself to annihilate miscreants.
其实 Krishna 用不着自己跑到这儿来去消灭邪恶之徒。
He can do anything.
他什么都能做。
He can snap his fingers and just take care of him from some other place. Why does he have to come?
啊，其实他光就是稍微的弹一下手指头，在其他的地方弹一下手指头，所有的事就已经被做好了。所以他有没有必要非得从其他的地方到这儿来做这个事情？没必要。
He doesn't even have to snap his fingers.
他甚至连就是这么做一下都不需要。
He's independent. He can do anything.
他是不受限制的，他什么都可以做。
So it doesn't really come mainly for the to annihilate the miscreant.
所以实际上他来到这儿不是主要不是为了消灭邪恶之徒。
He comes because his devotees are very eager to see him.
他之所以来，是因为他的奉献者特别渴望能够见到他。
So he comes for the sake of his devotees.
所以他实际上是为了他的奉献者来的。
And while he's here, others get the opportunity.
当他在的时候，其他人也能够得到机会。
But unfortunately, most people don't recognize him as Krishna.
但是呢，不幸的是，很多很多的人就意识不到、认识不到他是就是 Krishna.
They think he's simply some powerful personality.
很多人只是认为他就是一个强有力的人物而已。
Krishna says, "Avajanati mamudha manushan tanushamachita." Ashita says, "Fools deride me when I descend in this form."
所以呢 ，Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》里说了，当我以这样的形象展现在人们面前的时候，那些个愚蠢之人轻视我。
They don't know my transcendental nature, my supreme dominion over all that be.
他们不了解我的超然的本性，他们不了解这些。
And he also says that for them, I'm covered by my eternal creative potency, yoga maya.
那对于这种人来说，我就用我的这个永恒的错觉能量 yoga maya 就把我自己遮住。
Therefore, they cannot recognize me.
因此，他们就认不出我。
So fools, they deride Krishna, even though Krishna comes.
所以呢，哪怕是 Krishna 亲自出现在我们面前，愚蠢之人就会轻视他。
But the point is that Krishna still.Although he's always enjoying eternally in the spiritual world, he descends in the form of various avatars, and sometimes he comes himself.
所以呢，就关键我要说的就是说，虽然 Krishna 远离我们的这个世界，他在那边享受，但是他经常就会派他的化身前来，甚至他自己也会亲自前来。
But his most merciful incarnation.
但是他的那个在所有的化身里面降临的里面最。
Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Vidayate Lord Chaitanya is known as most merciful.
所以经典里说最仁慈的那一位就是以 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个形象来的。
Because he was anxious for the suffering of the fallen souls.
因为他对那些个堕落在这里头的灵魂的受苦他感觉到非常的焦虑。
And therefore he appeared as a devotee.
因此他就是显现为一个至尊主的奉献者。
In order to deliver the fallen living entities, pure love of Godhead.
为了能够就是把对神的纯粹的爱给予这些堕落的灵魂，以此拯救他们。
So although Krishna is enjoying eternally and he's aloof, he is never indifferent.
所以呢 ，Krishna 虽然就是永恒的远离这个受苦的世界在享受，但是他对我们从来都不是漠不关心的。
And therefore he comes.
因此他就会来。
In order to give the living entities an opportunity to come back to him.
然后呢，给予在这里头的受制约的灵魂能够回到他身边的机会。
But that's the real purpose of the material world.
那这个呢，就是物质世界的那个的。目的存在的目的。
That is to go back to Krishna.
也就是说，教化人们能够想要回去，回到他身边。
Otherwise, dukkhaliyam ashashvatam.
否则的话
，dukkhaliyam ashashvatam. Everything is temporary and full of suffering.
也就是所有的一切都是短暂的，而且充满了痛苦。
Does that answer your question?
回答你的问题了吗？
我刚刚问题可能再说清楚一点，就是
已经回答你了。实际上
就是那想再延伸一个问题，就是那个我的意思是说，就是因为我们有自己享乐的愿望，所以说这些能量看起来才像火焰嘛？还是说它的本质是一种火焰？就是说，就是我们那个个体灵魂是被就是真我以外这些东西包裹嘛？那就是如果我们附着太紧的话，我们就是认同它，就是。就会就不是真我的一些意思，这样。那
Actually, because in Chaitanya Shiksha Ashtaka, the first verse said that all this reincarnation has fire burden us. So,
Cheto Dapana Majana Baba Mahadavagi Nirapana?
Yeah, this is what I say, because she read this, so she's thinking that all this energy for us is really like fire, or just some description or something.
No, we suffer because we identify.
Mm.
But actually, there's nothing to suffer. Because the soul is transcendental to our material nature. But because we identify with the body, Prabhupada gives us a simple example. He talks about the soul and the super soul compared to be like a driver and the car and the passenger.
他就是形容就是灵魂和超灵就像一个是在开车一个是副驾驶
right. Person is driving his car big fancy car
那个开着一个特别时髦的那个车的一个人
And because he thinks this is my car
然后那个就是个体灵魂他就认为这就是我的车
Especially he paid a lot of money for it
尤其是他花了很多钱买的这么一个时髦的一辆车
He still owes the bank a lot of money
而且他还就是欠银行的很多钱他贷款买的
He has to take care of it, maintain it very nicely
所以他就必须要好好地照顾这辆车然后把它维系好
Change the oil
然后一天到晚换机油
Wash it and clean it
然后要洗它
So the more energy he invests in the car, the more he identifies with it
所以一个人就是在这个车上投放的精力越多他就越跟这个车就认同了
So he may stop as he's driving and pick up some passenger
那也许呢就是他在开车的过程当中停下来就把一个过路的一个人就是让他坐上来了
And as they're driving along, all of a sudden somebody comes and hits the car.
就在他们继续在往前开的过程当中结果突然一下就是另外一辆车就撞过来
The driver suffers tremendously.
那个时候那个司机他就痛苦得不得了。
Nothing happened to him, it's just the car.
尽管他自己没有任何受伤,但是他的车被撞烂。
He suffers.
但是他就觉得特别痛苦。
Because he identifies with the car.
因为他已经跟那个车认同,他已经执着了那辆车。
He still owes the bank $10,000.
别忘了,他还在欠那个银行贷款,就是这个一万美金。
I don't have any insurance.
然后我又没有任何保险,没上保险。
Oh, how am I going to get to work?
那接下来怎么办?
So much suffering.
然后接下来他就是感到特痛苦。
But the driver, I mean the passenger in the car doesn't identify.
但是撞完这车以后,那个被他就是允许上来乘坐他的车的那个乘客,
He gets out of the car and looks for another ride.
然后他下了车，他去找另外一辆车再去坐去。
So the soul is like, it's like the driver.
所以那个灵魂就像那个躯体的那个驾驶员一样。
Soul's identifying. Therefore, I identify with everything that happens to this body.
因此他跟这个身体认同身体的所有发生的事情，他也就都。
But Krishna who's in the heart and the super soul doesn't suffer.
但是呢，就是 Krishna 在这个也住在我们的身体里，以超灵的形式，他一点都没有痛苦。
He doesn't identify.
他不去认同。就是对
Krishna 来说，那个就是车子跟撞击的力道，对他来说，他看起来也是车子跟撞击力道，还是他看起来是不同的东西。
She has this tendency to. Keep asking the same detailed things. Okay, Krishna as a super soul, so means when the car crashed, he don't feel anything.
He doesn't identify with the car.
For Krishna, this crash is just energy or what? Sometimes
Krishna doesn't identify with the material world.
对，他说的很清楚了。 Krishna 他不认，他跟这个物质世界他没有认同。
He has no connection.
他所以他也没什么就是粘连的这个。
There's no connection whatsoever. He doesn't create it. He doesn't maintain it. He doesn't destroy it.
So
Krishna doesn't create it. No, he does it through his
energies. 就是 Krishna, 虽然我们说 Krishna 创造、维系和毁灭这个物质世界，但实际上他本人并没有创造、维系和毁灭，都是通过他的能量做的，所以他根本就没有什么感觉。
Krishna simply enjoys.
So Krishna, 他就是在享受。
Don't be envious.
千万不要嫉妒他。
So we think, why does Krishna get to enjoy all the time?
我们别就是嫉妒他，怎么回事？为什么 Krishna 就是一直不断的在享受
？I suffer, he should suffer too.
我在这儿痛苦，他应该跟我一样痛苦才对啊。
How does he get away with being the supreme enjoyer?
为什么他就是作为至尊的享乐者，他就不痛苦呢？而我在这儿受苦啊。
Be very careful.
要特别小心哦。
Krishna doesn't suffer.
Krishna 一点都没有痛苦。okay. 还有什么其他的问题？时间到。OK， 时间到。OK。你看这还有一个问题。OK， 就是礼拜一再问，有问题礼拜一再问。OK，
it's no time.
Yeah, yeah. Already.
11:30.
Okay.
Okay.